Do you remember geometric haircuts and trickle-down economics? How about Mary Lou Retton or Duran Duran? Can you remember when yuppies were common or when the novels of Stephen King were uncommonly cool? If you can you remember where you were in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was elected president? That was 1980. 1981, the Iranian hostage crisis ended after 444 days. 1982, Air Florida Flight 90 crashes on takeoff from the Washington National Airport. Remember, it landed in the Potomac River. 1983, a truck bomb kills more than 200 U.S. Marines in Lebanon. 1984, Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman to run for vice president. She ran with Walter Mondale that year. 1985, the wreck of the Titanic discovered off the coast of Newfoundland. 1986, the nuclear explosion in Chernobyl in the Ukraine, Russia. 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average drops 508 points. That was on Black Monday. That was the largest decline since 1914. 1988, Republicans George H.W. Bush and Dan Quayle elected president and vice president. And 1989, General Colin Powell is the first black American to become chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And we were listening to Take My Breath Away by Berlin. All of this back in the 1980s. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnarow.